So what was the kind of daily routine then for the inmates? Sort of?
Well, they get up, you see, they had to be, they get up around about 6-7 o'clock in the morning, and then the bell, we used to toll the bell, that was time for breakfast.
Right.
Then they go and have their breakfast, which was skilly, as it was known, which was a very thin porridge.
Right.
And bread and margarine, and in some cases marmalade. The bread was weighed. They could challenge it. Going back to what I said earlier, and the butter was cut in certain size. I've had to do that sometimes. A big platter, and it was all sectioned off, and in those sections was just about the right weight.
Right.
So you used to put the margarine. It was margarine they had, and that with bread and margarine and the porridge. And the casuals, the tramps, they had that same sort of thing for their breakfast.
Right.
They had what they called skilly, which is a very thin porridge,
with a
pint of tea,
right.
And this bread and that. And then when they left, they came in one day, they did a complete day's work, and then they went out the following day.
Right.
And when they went out, they were given so much bread and cheese wrapped up in newspaper to help them on their way. In some cases, they would have some tea and a bit of sugar as well. And then they used to be annoyed to the people up the road there asking them for hot water. A lot of them used to go across to the convent.
Mm-hmm.
And I visited the convent some time ago now, and I met up with one of the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there at the time. And she was in her 90s. Sister Gabriel, I think her name is.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that... I said, well, do you remember they used to come across here and ring that bell? And she said, yes, I did.